Hello, and welcome to this episode of Among the Stacks. My name is Jamie.
And I'm Mariah.
And we are going to be talking to you about some things we've been reading and some things that are coming up. Mariah, would you like to tell us what's coming right up?
Yes, the first Friday event, Allen County, Scottsville, we have this little festival once a month, the first Friday. Vendors come out, food trucks, and the library always participates. I'll spit it out. Last month, we had an art exhibit of people that came to our acrylic painting class. Well, this month, or this coming month, we are going to have a sign up for our summer reading program.
Yay for summer reading.
Yay for summer reading. We'll all be dead in August, but yay. But we're going to sign the kids up, adults, teens, anybody that wants to do the summer reading program can. And we're going to have a dunking booth where the mayor has said that he will come and get dunked. Yay. I think the county judge executive may have said, I don't know yet. Fingers crossed. Everybody wants to dunk Dennis. And our children's librarian said that she is a last option. But if the principal at the primary center and other people like that don't, you know, can't make it, she will get dunked also. So we're going to be painting shells. Our theme this year is Ocean of Possibilities.
Yes. So there's lots of fun and options, and we're going to have a great time.
It's going to be a blast. So remember, and First Friday starts at 6 o'clock and lasts until everybody starts going home about 8, but I think it technically will last till 9, just until everybody leaves or all the food is sold. So that's awesome. What's coming up.
That sounds like a good time.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of a good time, Jamie and I've read an interesting book.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting that she said you have to do it for the Mystery Book Club. So the one that met this month, it's called Some Choose Darkness by Charlie Donnelly.
Yes.
Now, the one thing I can say about, well, there's many things I can say great about this book, but Charlie Donnelly actually really pegged a lot of the aspects of autism.
Because
the two main women in this book, and I can't tell you much about them because I don't want to spoil anything, but they do both have
They're on the spectrum.
They're on the spectrum. And even Alzheimer's, there's a patient. And they really, I mean, Charlie did a great job.
Yeah, I thought so too. And that was why I recommended it to you for your Mystery Book Club, because I knew that you would love how he treated that aspect of these characters.
Right. So, yeah, because one of the things I really find upsetting is, you know, people are like, oh, they're supposed to have like super mass skills. And so I'm like, no, autism is much more than that.
There are lots of different ways it can manifest.
Exactly. So, I was so pleased. And everyone that had read the book and attended the book club really enjoyed it also. They appreciated the way that Charlie handled the characters in this book.
Plus, it was a great mystery.
Such a good mystery.
There's another book that comes after it called The Suicide House. Have you read that one yet?
I'm on hold for it on audio. So,
okay.
Yeah, it is in my...
I listen to all the books we have by Charlie Donnelly after Some Choose Darkness because I was so impressed with... You know, it's hard to write mysteries.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I'm listening to a mystery... Because I read so many and have read so many over my life, sometimes I'll just be rolling my eyes and going, of course, it's the, you know.
It's like the butler. Somebody else,
one of the characters will be going, oh, I just can't imagine how this happened. And I'm like, it's because you left your boots out there or whatever. You know, that they make it too obvious sometimes.
Yes.
So, anyway, I really did like, but... I wanted to say, when you said Alzheimer's, it reminded me that one of the books that I have recently read was The Younger Wife by Sally Hepworth. And Sheila actually recommended The Mother-in-Law by Sally Hepworth to me a while back. And I was surprised because we don't usually like the same kind of books. But I did really, really like it. And now I've read every Sally Hepworth book I can get my hands on. And she also does a great job with the twist. You get to the ending and you're like, what? How? But there is a character who has dementia in this book.
Okay.
And I think that that also is handled pretty well. It's so different in different people, the way it shows up. So, you know, it's hard to... it's hard to really, and sometimes it's, you know, of course it's tragic, but sometimes it's also funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you just have to laugh at life in order to not cry. So anyway, so that was another great one that I have read recently.
Awesome. Now, speaking of a good twist and a weird little turn at the end, we finally broke down. There's a Netflix miniseries, and a lot of people have watched them. They're like, oh, you got to watch this. And I'm like, eh, whatever. You know, I'm too cool. So we watched it. And Kristen Bell stars in it. And, of course, she is just hilarious, little tiny blonde actress. And it's called, okay, get ready for this because it's a mouthful, The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window. And you're and even like the name is ridiculous, and you're like, seriously, there's no way I can watch it. It is so good.
Oh, good.
We all three of us in the house were like, okay, okay, we're good, you know. And it the twist at the end. Of course, it's a comedy. It's supposed to be like a parody of, you know, like it would put you in mind if Alfred Hitchcock decided to write comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is a lot of twist and turn, a good murder, a good mystery, but at the end you're just like, seriously, but it's still so good. So if you got Netflix, try it out.
Is it twisty a little bit like that Happy Death Day?
You know, sort
how of. That one was that movie?
It yeah.
I can't remember who was in that one, but that's what I thought of when you were describing it. So
yeah,
it's kind of funny, but it's still a little scary and a good mystery.
Exactly, exactly.
I read another one with somebody that was having some we're doing a lot of good segues here.
Okay, good. Awesome.
Another one with someone who's having some issues with memory, but it was trauma related and not dementia or Alzheimer's. So it's Have You Seen Me by Kate White.
Oh,
you read that one?
Yeah, the very first mystery book club was based on that.
Nice.
So good.
Yeah, so this girl, Allie, shows up at her office on a Monday morning. It's raining. She drags in, and nobody else is there yet. And then she sees her boss, and she's talking to him, and he's pretty surprised to see her because she hasn't worked there in 5 years. So then she starts to unravel what's been going on for the last few days with her, where she's been. But she had some pretty serious trauma that made her absolutely forget everything that had happened to her lately. So. Yeah.
Yes, it was. That was the first book we chose for book club. And I was just like, oh my, you know, and then all this other stuff in her family and stuff starts unfolding. You're just like, I would definitely be that girl. I would want to hit the reset button and go back 5 years and just start over if I was her. So yes, that is a good one. Now I'm switching gears a little bit because you've told me a long time to read Odd Thomas.
Yes.
By Dean Koontz.
I love Audie.
Yeah. And so I was like, and I watched the movie. Of course, the movie has it's different than the book. And Benji read it. He was like, you ought to read Odd Thomas. I was like, well, Jamie's been trying to get me to read that. So I did. Okay. So for you Dean Koontz people, you know about him. Like he's a little scary and he's a little far-fetched sometimes. Odd Thomas is a young man who can see the dead. They don't typically speak to him, but if there's something they need him to help them with, they can get their message across. And he kind of helps out the sheriff in town, and the sheriff in town helps him because, you know, he is Odd Thomas.
And he gets himself into predicaments.
Exactly. And I'm just going to say this. When I finished the book, I was here at work on my lunch break. I come upstairs. I was mad at Jamie. I was mad at Benji. I was mad at the world. I'm still not over it.
Mad at Dean Koontz.
Dean Koontz. I was just like, ooh. Mm-hmm. And it just last weekend, we were in the car and something came up and I just looked at Benji and I'm like, I'm still mad about that. And he's like, I think it's time you get over it. So, yeah, Odd Thomas is a good little twist, a little fantasy, ghosty, supernatural book. It's good.
And it's there are some parts that are absolutely hilarious.
Yes.
So fun.
Yeah.
So
fun. The exploding cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy who waves with his arm.
Oh, yes.
Like holding his dismembered arm.
Yeah, he's a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he shows himself to Odd and he likes to joke and he's waving. And Elvis.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just Elvis. Showing up. Yeah.
I don't know why he's there, but.
Yeah. And he was really sad at one point, just crying.
Yeah.
So, you know, a crying Elvis, dismembered arms. It's a good time. Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. Did I tell you about The Overnight Guest by Heather Gudenkauf yet?
No.
Okay, The Overnight Guest. I like Heather Gudenkauf. I read two books by her recently. The other one was called This Is How I Lied. But I want to talk about The Overnight Guest. So in this book, it's about a girl named Wiley. She's a writer. She's staying in an old house in the country to finish a book. And her family lives, away someplace else. She has come here to be alone and to finish this book. She's a writer. So she's there and there's this big snowstorm and she goes outside to get wood and finds a child in the yard that she at first thinks is dead. Okay. But she brings the child in, and the story goes from there. And I cannot tell you.
Of course not.
I cannot tell you anything else except that it's a really good story, and I was surprised. And that doesn't happen that often.
No, but I'm just giving everybody a heads up. If I'm alone in a house in the middle of nowhere, there should be absolutely no reason why anyone, especially a child, should be laying in my front yard in the snow.
During a snowstorm.
You're not coming in my house.
Yeah.
I'll call 911.
Yeah.
I might even throw a blanket over you. You're not coming in my house. I'm sorry.
Well, I will say, I will tell you this much.
Okay.
It turns out to be a good thing that she brought the child into her house. But for a while there, it's kind of touch and go.
Okay. All right. So, y'all on my street and that just go to the neighbor's house.
You can come to my house. I'll do it.
Yeah. She lives a couple of streets down. Go to hers. You're not coming to mine.
So Heather Gudenkauf, but I have not read only mysteries.
All right.
I read two books this last time that are not murder books.
Okay.
Almost always that's what I want is just murder and, you know, serial killers or killers or, you know, some crazy twist about a murderer, you know. But I read Whistling Past the Graveyard by Susan Crandall.
You were talking about this the other day.
It's set in 1963.
Okay.
Little girl named Starla lives with her Mamie. And which is her grandmother. That's her name for her grandmother. Because her mother has left to go to Nashville and become a star.
Okay.
This little girl is, oh my gosh, I think she's 9. She's really young.
Okay.
But she hasn't seen her mother since she was 3. So the mom's been gone all this time. The dad is working on an oil rig.
Okay.
So he's not around too much. So she lives with her grandmother. They do not get along and there's a lot of fighting.
Okay.
So it turns out she finally gives up and runs away.
Okay.
So she's walking down the road and she gets picked up because it's 4th of July. She gets picked up by this woman named Eula, who has a baby in the car, but Eula is a black woman, and the baby is white. So Starla's like, what's going on? And Eula tells her that she just found this baby, and they, anyway, Eula tells her that she'll take her to Nashville to find her mama.
Okay.
And the adventures ensue.
Okay.
This is an absolutely delightful book. Okay. There's a lot of stuff about civil rights because it's set in 1963, and you have a diverse cast of characters. So, but it's very good. It's a feel good book. You know, it's happy.
Okay.
So,
Then
the other one was Nothing to See Here by Kevin Wilson.
you have told me so. I need to read this.
So in college, Lillian and Madison were best friends, but Lillian was from the town where this is a private college. She got a grant. She was not a rich kid, but she was there with rich kids. Madison is a super rich kid. And somehow they become best friends. Well, years later, Madison asks Lillian to do her this huge favor because
it's huge.
Madison's husband is a senator, but his previous wife has died, and his stepchildren or his half.
Well, her stepchildren.
Her stepchildren. Sorry. It's her husband's kids, and yeah. The wife died. And so now Lillian is going to go there and take care of these 10-year-old twins. And there's only one catch, and it's that they catch on fire. These kids spontaneously combust sometimes.
Yeah, but they don't die. So,
no, and they're okay. They don't get hurt, but sometimes they burn other stuff. So Martin Ireland is the narrator of this book, and she is wonderful. I loved this book so much just listening to her talk. I could listen to her talk all day, every day.
Yeah, you had me even listen to like a little portion of it. Yeah,
she has this little Southern thing going on, and because it's set in Franklin, Tennessee.
Oh, cool. And
yeah. So it's really neat. So read it if you want something that's just fun and lovely.
So she just finished up with Fun and Lovely. I am sitting at home just chomping at the bit for Ozark, the second part of the last season to come out. And if any of you have watched this and you can only get on Netflix, they're not releasing it. They've got their greedy little claws in it, and I don't blame them. Jason Bateman and Laura Linney. I absolutely like. I've always loved Jason Bateman, even on Silver Spoons when he was the snarky best friend. He is excellent, and he is one of the creators and writers, and he's directed it, you know, some episodes and stuff. Oh my gosh, it's a ride.
Laura Linney's on Love Actually, right?
Yes, and she was also in that movie Kinsing. She's been in a bunch of, and she just has a way.
The first time I saw her.
Yeah. She has a way of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And, she is his wife. Her name is Wendy. And I love nothing more than to just hate Wendy. I hate Wendy. Benji's like, and I'm like, no, I hate her. She's terrible. She's got to go. And she hasn't. Okay. Oh. And there's another actress on there who plays this little Spitfire Ruth, and it's just a ride, and it's pure adrenaline. We'll watch two or three episodes right in a row, and then we have to stop because it affects us emotionally. Wow. Like, we are drained after like three or four episodes.
Can't go take a nap.
Got to go take a nap.
I haven't watched this one, and you keep telling me I need to, and
you
I will
need
eventually.
To watch Ozark, because how they get into their situation, there's the Mexican drug cartel, there's money laundering, it's set in the Ozarks, so you got a lot of, you know, in the Ozark area, it's very rural. So you have families that run certain areas. And oh my gosh, these families.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So yes, if you have not watched it, watch it. Because it's yeah. I need someone else to be in this torment with me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you got some good TV recommendations.
Yes.
Oh, did I talk about the Harlan Coben? Okay. Harlan Coben.
Yes. Another
has,
author.
on Netflix, there are a few, I guess, kind of miniseries that are from Harlan Coben books.
Yes.
And they're pretty good. We've watched a few of them now. And there's one that I think is in French. I don't know. The one we're watching right now, I think was filmed in French, but it's dubbed.
Okay.
But then there's another one that's in French with subtitles. We haven't watched that one yet. But the couple, two or three of them are in English.
Right. And the one is filmed in English.
It's safe.
Yes.
I can't remember any of the rest of them right now. But anyway, awesome. If you like Harlan Coben books, maybe try that show.
Okay. All right. It is on my list because I watched the trailer. So now it's in my list of to watch.
Good.
Yes. Good. All right. So are you good?
I'm good.
All right. Well, remember, guys, the first Friday of June.
Yes.
Come up, see us, sign up your kids, sign yourself up for the summer reading program. Get your packet, have some fun, dunk an elected official, your kid's principal.
Or someone, whoever volunteers. Yeah.
And we're going to have, prizes and just a lot of fun stuff going on. And the food trucks that come up on the first Friday are excellent. The panini people are amazing. Nice. So come on up.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
All right. I guess we're leaving.
We're leaving
you people.
Bye.
Bye.